Okay, last night was round two of three. At Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, the Democratic and Republican nominees for U.S. president had their second head-to-head debate. The moderator's first planned question centered on a controversy that surfaced Friday. It involved a tape from 2005 when a microphone that was turned on recorded part of a conversation in which Donald Trump talked about how he'd behaved inappropriately toward women on multiple occasions. On Saturday, the candidate apologized, admitting he's, quote, said some foolish things. Trump then accused Hillary Clinton of inappropriate actions.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly, I'm not proud of it.
So, Mr. Trump,
we should get on to much more important things and much bigger things.
He has said that the video doesn't represent who he is, but I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is.
But of course, that wasn't the only subject discussed at the debate. As you just saw, it was in a town hall format. And while the moderators were scheduled to ask half the questions, the other half were intended for members of the audience who were described as uncommitted voters.